thought about it and you thought, well, what would I like to have in my neighborhood? If I could kind of, you know, construct my neighborhood, get an erector set and construct my neighborhood, what would I like to have in my neighborhood? Maybe I'm speaking personally here. You know, a library is a nice thing. A music venue is a nice thing. Walking distance to Playhouse Square and all the performances on Playhouse Square is a nice thing. A world-class rec center is a nice thing. A basketball team that made it into the NCAA the year before this is a nice thing. But maybe the nicest thing of all, or the most important thing of all for young families, is a school. And that's why when I began, I always envisioned that the linchpin to putting together this vision of neighborhood is a vision of school. Good schools build good neighborhoods. So we are beginning in August in really what I consider a kind of record time in terms of launching a project like this. We are beginning in collaboration with the Cleveland Municipal School District and the city, a K through 12 school that will ultimately give students a high school international baccalaureate degree. 2 weeks ago, I don't know if many of you noticed, there was a front page article in the New York Times about the growing importance and relevance and salience of the IB degree. As if this was not bold enough, IB schools require that students be proficient in two languages, and we decided that one of the languages that they will demonstrate proficiency in is Chinese. So they'll work in Chinese and they'll work in Spanish, these students. But they'll work at it from the time they're in kindergarten, not when they get into junior high school or high school and then they have to fill the, you know, the ugly language requirement. So the hope is that we'll get them in kindergarten where they really think this might be fun, okay? rather than torture, and they'll catch on.